word, pray that it must always be alive. Always, Holy Spirit, always lead us to truth. Lord, I pray every time here and we hang out with you, spend time with you, that every time we open word, we speak life through it. I was thinking a lot yesterday about anytime when our relationship with the Lord, things ever get complicated with us, you need to just kind of take a step back. Usually anytime it becomes complicated, the warfare is kind of set in, right? When the Lord had just wants us to learn how to live in the simplicity, as Scripture says, simplicity and purity of being in Christ, right? It says of devotion too, but that was kind of added in there. Actually, it says the simplicity and purity of just being in Christ. Because I was thinking of about just what all it means to just abide in Him. And, you know, simply that word, like I say all the time, it's just not a word we use in our everyday language, right? When's the last time you used the word abide when you're talking to somebody? You know, you just don't, not something we use. Yet Jesus was, when he was talking to them about, you know, in their minds, and if I'd have been there and he'd have said this, my mind would have just pictured what he was saying. When he was talking about being the vine and they're the branches, you know, and that they were to just remain in him, you know, meaning that our lives are is so much more important for us to know who we are than it is what God wants us to do, right? Because if we try to get out there and do apart from knowing who we are, or even to do without learning how to abide first or remain in Him, then we definitely get the cart before the horse and can cause a lot of burnout in our lives. So it's so much more important that we just are learning to, well, Lord, what does it mean to remain? You know, and I, even in asking Him those questions, I have to be careful, and when He, you know, He'll guide me to, don't let it become complicated, you know. Because one is that God placed us there, right? None of the branches or whatever, the vine, you know, had to learn how to attach itself there, right? You're placed there. And I was thinking of these old scriptures to read to you, very familiar. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. By His doing, by God's doing, Father's doing, you are in Christ Jesus. So you're there because that's where He placed you, right? By His doing, you are there. Just the very familiar things we hear all the time. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ Jesus, tells us this is in Colossians chapter 3, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So if you raised up, He did that, right? He raised up you, and there He placed you there. Again, these are really, really simple, but just it's just all over the place. I just picked a few of them. This is in Philippians. Paul and Timothy, bondservant of Christ Jesus, to all the saints who are in Christ Jesus. On and on again, we hear that all the time if you're around here, that God has placed you there. And if it's somewhere He placed me, and then He tells me to remain there, then to me, remaining means, like if I tell you just to, hey guys, remain where you're seated, right? That means to stay seated, right? Stay there. Don't get up and move from that place. Just stay in that place. And I think even when Jesus was talking about that, there's a lot to that He meant. To stay in the place where God placed you, right? You're in Christ. And learn how to live. And thinking about learning how to live from a seated place doesn't really make much sense, does it? But if we understand that we're learning how to live because we're placed in Christ, in His life, then it begins to make a little more sense. I was thinking, too, of all this place that God placed us and brought us. Scripture in, if you like to teach any teaching of Song of Solomon, which I really do, think about that scripture says, He has brought me to His banqueting table, right, and His banner over me. But if you think about yourself being at a banqueting table, and you're sitting at this table, because we just had Rebecca's wedding, almost a funeral, wedding. We've had so many funerals here, I'm glad to have a wedding celebration for a chance, right? So we were all seated at this banqueting table and just tons of food there. And what was our job was just to sit and eat and enjoy, right? Same thing about God bringing us to His banqueting table in Christ. You know, He's brought us to a place that's just full of life, right? Full of everything we've ever wanted has already been set before us. And so learning to do that was hard for me when the Lord began to try to teach me about abiding in Christ and being there, because my tendency was want to perform and do, right? Because that's how I started off. I started off my Christian life not having any help, didn't know what to do. So naturally, mine was very performance-based. Right? And that if you weren't performing or you weren't doing, then something's wrong, right? And that can even hit us even now about as the Lord is just teaching us how to abide in Him, that even to this day, although if I'm don't feel like I'm accomplishing anything, I can really open the door to Him. And that's usually when the Lord really starts cementing these things even deeper in me about not just what it means to be there or to remain there, is what is the atmosphere like that God placed me, right? Because if He placed me in this place of perfect love, and I see this too when I think about abiding in Christ and being in Christ or remaining in Him, is that the very atmosphere around me is perfect love. Like, think about yourself being in here. You're seated where you are. Think about that being seated in Christ. And the very air around you that you're breathing in is the love of God. Because if He placed you in Christ and He brought you into this union with, like Jesus said in John chapter 14, where I'm in the Father, you in me, you'll be in me, I'll be in the Father, He'll be in us, right? This place that He brought us, even about a vine and the everything flowing up through it and fruit coming through these branches, that when you think about first love or returning to first love, I talk to people a lot about that, or even in my own life with you, you know, you're actually been placed in an environment of first love. Right? It's not somewhere you have to get back to. That's where you are. Part of being in Christ and abiding in Him and remaining in Him, if that makes any sense to you, that you've been placed in an always ever revolving, ever evolving or growing, I mean that in the growing of first love. I remember when, you know, because every time I would read that or hear a sermon on that out of Revelation chapter 2 about, you know, this I have against you as you've left your first love, you know, you think, gosh, man, how do I get back there? Because I just don't feel like I'm in that place of first love anymore. And I remember when the Lord spoke to me and said, Craig, you're always in a place. You're always in first love place, right? So part of you, for me, remaining and abiding in first love is first know you're there, that that's where God is placed, that the very atmosphere around you is the love of God, meaning that the Father loves you just like He loves Jesus. Jesus loves you as much as He loved the Father, and the Holy Spirit loves you as much as He loves the Father and the Son, right? You've been planted, placed in there, because you're in Christ, and that's the very air that you... So sometimes remaining in Christ or abiding in Christ, remaining there, is just breathing in the air that's around you. Does that make sense? Slowing down enough, remaining, abiding, knowing that, wait a minute, I'm there. Wait a minute. Lord, You placed me at this banqueting table. And one of the things I was thinking about, too, because we sat with Bracken and Gail Friday night at the wedding rehearsal dinner, is just, you know, we fix this big plate of food, and I could have spent all the time, if I'd have spent all the time talking and not eating the food, right? I just wouldn't have been able to enjoy everything that was set before me. But as you can tell, I did eat the food, right? Bracken even went back and got some seconds on some stuff. It was so good. I'm saying all that to say this because the Lord speaks to this. That's what abiding in Christ means sometimes, is you just eat what's set. You take the time to enjoy His good, enjoy His presence, right? That you're feasting on and eating what's been said. Now, if I stressed out, just got talking and just automatically just forgot where I am, where I'm seated, and started thinking, man, there's no food. Then all of a sudden, wait a minute, it's right here. There it is. Eat it. Abide in me. I think it's just simply like that. And I just try to put these things as simple, not for you, but that's how I get it, right? How it comes to me is that learning how to live from that place makes all the difference in whether I'm as a husband or you as a husband or wife or wherever God's called you, if you're single, right, life, is that that's the place that I must always live from, because Jesus has already said everything I need, right? TC can't do it. My children can't do it, right? They can't meet my needs enough. It's there. The flow, the life, the river of God, everything just right before me. And what the Lord teaches us to do is to inwardly slow down, eat what's set before you, enjoy the atmosphere that you're in, right? And then what happens is when I do that, then I begin to fellowship with the people that are seated. And that's what the Christian life is about, where Jesus is very pleased. He and Jesus. For me, not to remain, is when I get anxious or whatever, and I can just see a picture of the Lord taking me and pushing me and sitting me back. You know, sit. You're seated at the back. Sit back down. You know, everything is right. Well, I mean, so you just heard everything I've been thinking for the last day and a half. A lot more thoughts than that, but most of mine are just, you know, scattered. Something shiny comes floating by, I'm going after it in my mind, you know. Lord, I pray that you would teach us even more the simplicity of being in Christ. Lord, how you speak that in different ways to all of us. Thank you to this place where you brought us and you're seated. And rivers of abundance are always there, Lord. You've supplied every need that ever wanted or desired is just found in you. Lord, teach us how to accept this. Lord, you're good. You love, and long as you say in Scripture, it's good and gracious to us. Teach us how to be good receiver. Pray in Jesus' name.